What's going on, my people? It is the Block Report, and I am your host, the Magnificent TDK, aka the smoothest voice on the airwaves. Anyway, we don't pay attention to nothing what they say, but yo, let me chill. Wow. It's 2020. This is the first show of the 2020 year. And there's a lot of things that have started the year off literally with a bang. Out there in the news currently and all of that. A lot of people, there's an energy going around. I see this on social media a lot, where everybody feels like 2020 is their year. Or 2020 is going to be this really impactful and game-changing turning point type of year in the 21st century and the beginning of the third set of decades in the 21st century. Because you have the 2000s to the 10s. And then the 10s to the 20s. So that's two decades already. So we begin in the third decade. We're starting up on that. There's a lot of energy. A lot of exuberance. I see this especially on social media. Everybody want to post how 2020 they're about the bag. Serious about their bread. It's their time for change. And all of this stuff. And nothing is wrong with that. Nothing is wrong with that. Thing is, there's really nothing new about that. Because, you see, every year people proclaim that it's their year. Well, this is going to be the year that things are going to be different. And they're right. This year, things will be different. Some things... You get older. Yeah, that'll happen. Some different things will happen along the way, possibly. Of course, when they're saying that things will be different, they're talking about how much changes. And in particular, to them, to the people, to when we're discussing changes, as far as the idea of with the new year, bringing in the new year and bringing in something new and different and leaving the old in the old year. These changes would generally be something that people would consider to be significant, progressive, and significant, progressive, and tangible. So, for instance, someone says, I'm going to exercise more, and then maybe they go out and they lose weight, whatever, or their whole thing is their goal to lose some weight, whatever, blah, blah. So that would be a tangible thing because they actually physically did it or did something about it, and they can witness the results and see it right there. People say, okay, I'm going to start a business, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Acquire this, acquire that. That's something tangible and in some cases can be progressive and significant. So I understand the excitement about 2020 and your hope for promise and change and progress and all of this stuff and all the good wishes and all of that. I say all of that to say, as we see currently right now, out there in the world, currently there are escalations between United States and Iran. And what some people, you've been behind the ball, buried in the mud, bamboozled by the TV network news. And you had no idea that this was brewing or this was happening. It's the thing is, it's been going on in your face in plain view. but they describe it to you different. It's been described to you differently, and many of you are already something somewhat of an automaton. You believe and focus on the two things that the overall dominant government or society espouses and comes out there with. So if they tell you that the sky is green and it's really not blue, but you see it as blue, you know, for some of you that have not gotten to the point where you just say, you have no questions, you don't say, well, why is the sky green? You just accept it and keep rolling. And then, you know, you just end up regurgitating and saying the same foolishness that you heard repeated. It was repeated so many times on a source that you thought to be valuable, your favorite TV news network or whatever and such, and then you start repeating it too. Well, here it is. Iran appears to be taking responsibility for attacking a U.S. airbase. And previously, the U.S. had killed one of their high-ranking generals. And there were other incidents that happened over prior. And not only that, this is a conflict that has been going on. Going on for decades. Iran-Contra affair. Even before that, when the U.S. overthrew the Democratic government of Iran. So this is something that's been going on for a long time. So this is, once again, I say that this is nothing new. Just as the new year, big hullabaloo and whoop-de-doo about the new year in the 2020 and the significant impactful tangible changes that you're hoping to seek to make. It's nothing new, unless this is the first year that you decided you were going to make some of these changes. But it's nothing new that people have this type of engagement and excitement around a new year. That doesn't mean that this won't be your year. I'm not saying that to say that this won't be your year. I'm just saying that to say that don't let it just be something you say, but inject some action into what you claim to believe. And then see what the results of that will be. That's what I'm talking about, is action. So what sort of action do you plan to take for the new year? If you're in the United States, if you're anywhere around the world and you're hearing the sound of my voice, I ask you, what action do you intend to take for this new year? Ask yourself that question. And then go out and take action. And this has been the Block Report. Peace.